Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. AAA predicts heavy travel for Labor Day. We have the story.
Police arrest a suspect in West Wichita homicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Kansas woman has been charged in the death of her young son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
AAA Auto Club predicts domestic travel will be up 9% this Labor Day weekend compared to last year. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas tells KNSS News.
85 to 90% of people who are traveling will drive to their destinations. And so we anticipate some busy highways. The busiest times on the roads are going to be Thursday and Friday afternoon and evenings.
The cost to travel is down 2% from last year. Gasoline is cheaper this year by 50 cents a gallon compared to last year.
Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris will sit down for her first interview since July.
The sit-down pre-taped interview with Vice President Kamala Harris is set to air on CNN tonight, and she's doing it with her vice presidential pick, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Walz, for his part, preferred to promote a different event Wednesday before a group of firefighters in Boston.
Kamala Harris, she's ready to hold him accountable on the debate stage. Tell me you're not looking forward to that.
The focus, though, among her critics is on policy. Tuesday, former President Trump's VP pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, told a rally in Michigan that she's copying the former president's policies.
In fact, I've heard that for her debate in just a couple of weeks, she's going to put on a Navy suit, a long red tie, and adopt the slogan, Make America Great Again.
The debate is scheduled for September 10th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Wichita police say an arrest has been made in the shooting death of 39-year-old K.I.'s Barnes. On August 21st, Barnes was found dead with gunshot wounds in the trunk of an abandoned car near Kellogg and Tyler Road. Police say they have arrested a 23-year-old man on suspicion of first-degree murder connected to this case, which will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office for formal charges.
A man has been charged following a fatal house fire in Bel Air. 41-year-old Joshua Gentry was charged with aggravated arson and involuntary manslaughter in connection to Sunday's house fire in the 5900 block of East Flagstaff. Gentry was found outside the home with burns. His 64-year-old father was found inside, and he later died at a hospital. Gentry is due back in court on September 9th, bond set at $250,000.
A Kansas woman has been charged with murder and other counts following a chase and crash that killed her young son.
It happened around 5:30 Sunday afternoon south of Atchison. A deputy made a traffic stop, but the driver, 28-year-old Maria Popolis, allegedly fled at a high rate of speed. She lost control on a curve and went into a ditch where her vehicle rolled multiple times, coming to rest on its top. She was taken into custody following a brief struggle. Her 17-month-old son was transported to an area hospital where he died on Tuesday. She remains jailed on a $500,000 bond. Her next court appearance was set for September the 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The FBI is releasing new evidence from its investigation into the assassination attempt against former President Trump. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
The FBI released new photos from their investigation into the attempt to assassinate former President Donald Trump, in addition to new details about the shooter's disturbing behavior. Thomas Crook's AR-style rifle was recovered at the shooting site in Pennsylvania. Authorities say it has a collapsible stock, which explains why people did not see Crooks with the rifle until he was on the rooftop of that building where he opened fire. The third photo shows the two IEDs that authorities found in the trunk of Crook's car. The FBI says the receiver to detonate the IED remotely was turned off. The last photo shows the air conditioning unit that FBI officials say Crooks climbed on to get to the roof of the building where he fired shots at Trump.
And the investigation is ongoing. No motive identified.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College football tonight, season opener for the nationally ranked Jayhawks. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Vandals damage public restrooms in Rose Hill. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Rose Hill announces all park restrooms will be closed until further notice after thousands of dollars of damage was discovered at two park restrooms. Rose Hill City Administrator Warren Porter says vandalism damaged two of the three city park restrooms. He believes the repairs will cost in the thousands and inconvenience those wanting to celebrate the last part of summer outdoors.
President Biden returns to the campaign trail following his Labor Day vacation.
As he's done for years, President Biden will spend Labor Day in Pennsylvania, but next week's event in Pittsburgh will also include Vice President Kamala Harris. It will mark the first joint campaign rally since Harris officially became the Democratic nominee. Next Thursday, the president returns to Wisconsin, an official event not tied to the presidential campaign, but an event intended to highlight policies the administration says are lowering cost and expanding renewable energy manufacturing. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A rare meeting with the Chinese military as a top aide of President Biden wraps up a three-day visit.
General Zhang Yusha has demanded the United States stop what he calls collusion with Taiwan. He's the second senior Chinese official to speak forcefully about Beijing's claim to the island in front of National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Sullivan's trip to China ends today, aimed at maintaining lines of communication. Today's meeting was the first time in 6 years a U.S. official had sat down with a senior member of China's Central Military Commission. The two countries are now planning for a phone call between President Biden and Xi Jinping. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A cruise ship worker is sentenced after producing child pornography.
Stateroom attendant Arvin Joseph Mirasol received 30 years in federal prison Wednesday after pleading guilty in a Miami courtroom to recording passengers on Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas cruise ship. Investigators said the 34-year-old was detained earlier this year after a guest discovered a hidden camera in their bathroom. Mirasol would also enter guest rooms while they were showering, hide under the beds to record them exiting the shower. Some of those recorded were as young as two. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes are picking up, but good news, I'm not really seeing it slowing anything down too badly on those highways. Just some areas where we've got some heavier traffic as things starting to pick up, but not really slowing down too much at all. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, ready for football.
Ready for football to start.
Yeah, I feel like everybody is, and we're getting close to that time where, you know, especially on Sunday nights, you know, a lot of people I'm sure are going to be heading back into work tired from, you know, Sunday night football. But when it comes to, you know, our weather, that's going to be a big talker as well. You know, not only football getting started, just because we have some moisture on the way, we have some showers and storms as well, some cooler temperatures. Now, in the meantime, it's still going to be another hot day today with a high of 95. But, you know, we've made it through the last few days. Okay, we just have one more hot afternoon before things are going to be more comfy out there. Partly cloudy skies today, only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Things should be pretty dry until tonight, when there's more of a likelihood of seeing that rain and hearing those rumbles of thunder move through. Low of 68 degrees. You'll also notice a cooler start by early tomorrow morning. We'll wake up to some leftover showers, some non-severe rumbles of thunder as well. During our morning hours is when we'll likely have some showers kind of lingering, at least through the first half of our Friday. After that, by late afternoon, evening hours tomorrow, that's when things will dry out considerably. And I'm not seeing much moisture through the rest of that forecast. High of 82 degrees, though, going to be a lot cooler out there. And even though we could use more moisture, it does look like, at least with, you know, Labor Day weekend coming up, there won't be much active weather that will interrupt our plans, especially if you plan on being outside. So Saturday through Labor Day, expecting a lot of sunshine, 84 Saturday, 86 for a high on Sunday, and then down to 82 on Monday. It looks like we'll continue to play the waiting game as far as, you know, just waiting for more opportunities for wet weather as we stay dry at least through the middle of the week, with high temperatures still staying right around the middle 80s. Right now we're at 73 degrees, very little cloud cover out there. Nice bright start to the day with a light south breeze at 9 miles an hour.
Hey, what are we looking at tonight in Kansas City for weather for the KU football season opener?
Yeah, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough going, and we'll need to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky for early tailgaters. They may be able to stay dry, but it looks like that chance of rain only going to increase as we go through our evening hours. So it's all going to depend on how quick this front is moving and how fast those storms are able to move in.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Now, 7:13, we had another sunny, hot day across central Kansas. Wednesday, high temperature yesterday, 95. Normal high for the date, 89. So, warmer than usual.
A little bit.
The 29th day of August. And on this date in 1966, the Beatles concluded their fourth American tour with their last public concert held at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. 1966. Is that the tour that they stopped in Kansas City on that tour, or was it another one? It says it's like their third one. I don't know whether
it was one
before that. Anyway, 1966. And
that concert in Kansas City did not sell out.
Well, you know, nobody knew who they were yet. I don't know. So we got a birthday today. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch is 57. You know, that seems awful young for a Supreme Court justice, but he's a Denver native. Did you know that? Nominated by President Donald Trump, and he served since April 10th of 2017.
57, you used to be like the youngest person on the panel, but these days this is a much younger Supreme Court than it has been historically.
Okay. There's a guy in Israel went to a museum known for its collection of rare ancient artifacts, and his four-year-old son broke a jug that was 3,500 years old. It was made during the Bronze Age between 1500 and 2200 B.C. Somehow survived all those years until one four-year-old got a hold of it.
That's the way it happens.
Experts say it was an especially impressive piece because it was in such great condition.
Not anymore.
It was on a stand near the entrance.
Inspector Clouseau would say.
On a stand near the entrance. It wasn't behind glass. It was just sitting out there.
Well, it was made during the Bronze Age. They should have made it out of bronze.
Wow. Curators of the museum say they think there's a special charm to being able to get up close with their artifacts without obstructions.
Well, not when there's a four-year-old around. Then
the dad says his son was curious what was in the jug. So he pulled on it slightly to look, which caused the jug to fall off its pedestal and shatter. Oh, my gosh. That's got to be a little embarrassing. That is an old artifact.
Yes, as Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah.
That is a priceless Steinway.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay, got some information today from ICT passengers. Of course, ICT at Wichita Eisenhower National Airport in July saw a record of 176,500 passengers in July. That's almost 4.76% increase from the previous record set in July of 2023.
People flying out of here.
Yeah. This number is also 5% higher than in July of 2019 before the pandemic. So far, 1,044,000 passengers have traveled through ICT this year.
Well, I'm and one of them.
We're only in August.
Yeah.
You are? Where did you go?
Flew to L.A. in June.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah.
I haven't been on an airplane in such a long time. The rise in traffic was supported by a 12% increase in flights and 3.7% more available seats compared to last year. So it looks like things are going very well.
Well, good.
As far as passenger, just going through the airport there at Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport. 7:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time. Again, here's Ted Woodward.
And it's time for college football as we get things going tonight for 22nd-ranked Kansas. Season opener for the Jayhawks, hosting Lindenwood as the Lions and the Jayhawks go at it. And, of course, no games in Lawrence for KU this year as they rebuild Memorial Stadium, all the games in the Kansas City metro area. First two home games, including tonight, will be at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. That's what's going on with the Jayhawks tonight. Don't worry about who will win this game. The Jayhawks are a 44.5-point favorite against Lindenwood. Last time KU opened up the season on a Thursday night was 27 years ago. But Jayhawks seem like they're in good shape. They got 30 seniors on the roster, so they're experienced. And this is the first time in 16 years that the Jayhawks have been ranked in both major preseason polls. How about that? Looking forward to it. This season gets underway for 22nd-ranked Kansas. Jayhawks hosting Lindenwood at Children's Mercy Park tonight in Kansas City, Kansas. JUCO football, we have one of the nation's elite teams getting underway tonight. Hutchinson Community College, the Blue Dragons are ranked third in the nation. Hutchinson hosting New Mexico Military Institute. That game will kick off at 6 o'clock this evening in Hutchinson. Minor League Baseball at home week at Riverfront Stadium for the Wichita Wind Surge. 2,800 fans on hand last night, but it was a 2-1 loss to the top team in the league in the second half, Springfield Cardinals. Wichita hosting Springfield again tonight at 7:05 downtown. The final time this season, Wichita will be wearing its Turbo Tubbs uniforms. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon. First place on the line. Kansas City Royals in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. The Royals were going for the four-game sweep. They almost got it. They had a 5-2 lead at the seventh-inning stretch, and the bullpen blew it. Cleveland comes back and wins it 7-5, knocking the Royals out of first place and avoiding that four-game sweep. Kansas City had won 7 straight road games until that loss yesterday afternoon. All right, here's where the Royals are now. A 5.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot with a month to go in the American League. Next up for the Royals, it doesn't get any easier. They're taking on another first-place team for a four-game series, heading down to Houston for a matchup with the first-place Astros. You can hear all those Royals-Astros games starting tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. JUCO women's soccer getting underway. Hutchinson Community College ranked 20th in the nation. The Lady Blue Dragons beat Garden City 7-2. Hutchinson women off to a 2-0 start on the soccer season. Butler Community College is ranked 12th in the nation. And the Grizzlies won on the road. The ladies win it 3-0 at Coffeyville. Butler women's soccer off to a 1-0-1 start on the season. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals win at home yesterday, beat the San Diego Padres 4-3. Cardinals back in the win column, snapping 2-game losing streak. And we look at JUCO volleyball. Of course, we remember Cali College is the defending national champions. They went 41-0 last year, undefeated to win the national title. And they are not slowing down this season. Yesterday, Cali ranked number one in the nation, the unanimous number one, winning on the road at Coffeyville. A sweep, of course, 3-0. Cali off to a 3-0 start this season. Of course, we said 41-0 last season, national champs, so they've won 44 matches in a row.
Wow.
And they've won their last 12 straight in the regular season sweeps. 9 last year and now 3 this year.
Yeah.
Cali volleyball team, number one in the nation, just keeps rolling along. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. The mental wellness of today's parents is being strained. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 73 degrees here at KNSS. Former President Trump is campaigning in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
It will be the Republican Party nominee's first campaign appearance since special counsel Jack Smith filed a reworked indictment in his election interference case. Former President Trump will likely have a lot to say during campaign stops in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin over the next 2 days. 2016 saw the former president break a presidential election slump for the GOP by becoming the first Republican since the 1980s to win Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He's trying to win both states back after President Biden flipped both in 2020. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Landowners in Reno County are dealing with groundwater concerns as drought conditions get worse. Pretty Prairie Representative Joe Seiwert says each time they dig a well, they're forced to go deeper.
Now, on this well right here, it's 120 feet deep. It's the third time we've had to drill to find water in the last 10, 15 years since all the irrigations went in.
He says he'd like to see more regulations for groundwater use as more people are now using it to irrigate fields. According to the National Integrated Drought Information System, 100% of the population in Reno County is affected by the drought. That's up 7% from last month. The drought is having an impact on more than 64,000 people there.
Ground was broken Wednesday in Liberal for a plant that will manufacture renewable jet fuel for aircraft. Sapphire Renewables, owned by Southwest Airlines, plans to use corn waste to make the ethanol with an 83% reduction in its carbon footprint compared with regular jet fuel. Sapphire Chief Technology Officer Mary Kate O'Brien says it's a win for the environment and for Kansas farmers.
This is a pilot project, so, you know, our goal here is to really just prove that this technology can kind of work in an integrated system to really try to understand what equipment we need before we begin to scale up.
Southwest wants to replace 10% of its aviation fuel by 2030. Construction on the pilot plant, that is, will begin in November.
The state of Oklahoma coming to the rescue of residents at the grocery store checkout line.
A grocery tax cut takes effect today in Oklahoma, helping make food more affordable for Oklahomans struggling to afford groceries. After Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a law earlier this year that removes Oklahoma's 4.5% tax on grocery bills on everything from fresh produce to ground beef to baby food. Both city and county taxes on food still apply, but for the state tax cut, leaders say it could save the average Oklahoma family around $650 per year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Kansas City, the attorney for an elderly white homeowner who shot Ralph Yarl after the teenage black honor student came to his home by mistake says his client needs a psychological exam. The attorney filed a motion on behalf of Andrew Lester, who was 84 at the time of the shooting. He's now 85. Lester has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the April 2023 shooting of Yarl, then 16. The trial in the case scheduled for October 7th. And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We've got some big changes on the way as we continue to approach Labor Day weekend. Cold front starts to move in today. Still going to be hot, though, with a high of 95 degrees and only a 10% chance of showers and storms. Rain, thunderstorms more likely tonight, a lot cooler by tomorrow. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And we have a few clouds right now at 73 degrees at KNSS. South wind at 9 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 29th day of August, which gives us, how many days till Labor Day, Ted? About three?
4 days.
4 days. So it's right here.
This is Thursday. Yeah.
Treasury Department has issued new regulations aimed at making it harder for criminals to launder money by paying cash for residential real estate. Under rules finalized Wednesday, investment advisors and real estate professionals will be required to report cash sales of residential real estate to legal entities, trusts, and shell companies. The new disclosure rules come as part of an ongoing effort to combat money laundering and the movement of dirty money through the American financial system, as all cash purchases of residential real estate are considered a high risk for money laundering. Mm. In other words, somebody shows up with a big old suitcase full of bills and says, I'm going to launder this. I don't know how money laundering works, but obviously somebody does. 7:34, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And, I was thinking about, first of all, you heard that story about Oklahoma, where they've decided they're not going to tax groceries anymore.
Well, certain groceries.
Certain groceries. You know, not all
groceries.
And we contemplated that in the state legislature here this past year. Probably more than once we have. Never got anything done on it.
No, they signed it.
Did they sign it?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's because it's so...
Governor Kelly got that thing pushed through before.
I didn't realize that. Okay, so we do have...
She talked about it for 5 years, and then they finally did it.
I am paying less, and I haven't noticed it a bit. So.
Well, it's because you're not buying baby food. It's just certain items.
Certain items.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that's... Okay, I got you. I don't believe I'll get a big tax break this year.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Yeah, you know, go out and spend that extra $600 you got since you didn't buy baby food this year. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know where we passed that.
She finally got that passed through, and she made a big deal out of it.
Okay. So that's interesting to me, folks in Oklahoma doing that. And we're talking about this Labor Day coming up, and I was talking about going on a trip, and I just got to remembering. I remembered that Shelley and I went on a trip on Labor Day. This was, I think, 2002. It's remember about in there. My kids were out of the house, and we bought a brand new car. And Shelly and I said, you know, the Labor Day weekend's coming up. I got a few days off. Well, let's go somewhere, just the two of us. And so we did. And we went to, they took our car and we drove clear up to Wyoming. We didn't go to Yellowstone. We went over to, over in Montana and saw the battlefield. Custer Battlefield.
That's a heck of a long way away.
Little Bighorn.
That's a big Labor Day trip.
Yeah, we did. You had to stop for the night once and going up there. But, oh, it was fun. I mean, I had always wanted to see that historic spot. I really had read up a lot on Custer and his and how they did those things up there. And that battle, that was so cool. Took a lot of great pictures. And then when we finally got back we'd put some mileage on the car.
Yeah, that's a long haul. I'd love to go to Montana.
Real neat place in Sheridan, Wyoming, I think it was, where there's a big, long, kind of a hotel type, it's a long thing, with a great big yard in front of it. And that's where Buffalo Bill Cody used to rehearse his Wild West show. And they have a really neat steakhouse in there with old... paneling, old dark paneling, and everything. And it served buffalo or bison in there, but we had a nice steak. That was fun. And it's in Nebraska. We went through Nebraska, part of Nebraska. That's where we saw the most sunflowers. Huge, huge fields of sunflowers. What else? It was just a fun trip. Shelly and I don't think in all our married we'd ever just, the two of us, took off like that for a couple of days.
You got to do that sometimes.
We had a good time.
Get out of here and see some other places.
See some other places. You are correct, sir. All right.
I would love to take a trip like that.
They're saying, if you heard our Triple Ace report here a few minutes ago, that tonight and Friday night are going to be
today and tomorrow are the big days, the big travel days.
And you were saying you had been on a flight this past year. You went out to L.A. I have not been on a flight out of the new airport for quite a while. So
I did in... what was that? March or April, something like that.
You went flight out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great airport. Love it out
there. Yeah, so Jad and I are using the airport. Yeah. You are not.
Well, I've used it before once or twice. All right, but the air show on Saturday, the Doc was out there.
Yeah, the B-29.
Flew Doc across town, but that's such a neat airplane. And it had several, of course, a lot of vintage aircraft out there. The guys who are putting together the Bleckley biplane for the airport, they were out there, but they haven't got that all together yet. You know, that's a plane that Bleckley is a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient for flying in World War I and flying into the Lost Battalion. It's quite a story. We had it on a while back. So they've got this biplane they've been putting together to restore for us the airport. We are the air capital, and there's a lot of history out there. All right, you got anything planned coming up? We get the weekend on the way, just a couple of days off. I'm already anticipating the weekend. You got anything special?
Yeah, you're in weekend mode man.
I'm in the mode, yeah. I'm going to see if I can get some tickets to go see the Wind Surge game Saturday night. See if I can take my wife and a couple of grandkids and go to the ball game. That'll be fun. Should be nice weather unless it rains. I don't think so.
Yeah, if you can wait it out and get there once the weather gets a little cooler.
Man, I'm looking at that I'm looking at that grass in my yard. It's getting deep.
I'm sure it looks better than the Wind Surge grass does.
Really? Is it bad?
Last time I was there, it was terrible. Brown patches everywhere. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, not enough water, I guess. Or maybe they've got to get Marty Johnson out there to figure out what's wrong with this. Let's get it fixed. All right. Well, that's the beauty of going to a baseball game. And all I've always said is the green grass. Freshly mowed
green
grass.
That's always the great sight.
Great attraction. All right. Well, the Wind Surge is down for a few more days, and then is the season pretty much over, Ted? Will they have a postseason?
They will not be in the postseason this year. So you've only got, 10 home games left?
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Well, get out and see the Surge.
I'll get out and see them sometime before this series wraps up.
All right.
And I'll go one more time in September, probably, and that'll be it.
You've really gone out and seen a lot of games this year. 7:40 now, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Residential development is booming in and around Goddard.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to talk about here on the Wichita Business Journal update. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Homicide suspect held by police after a man's body was found in a trunk of a car in West Wichita.
Two.
AAA predicts Labor Day weekend travel up 9% this year. Expenses down 2%.
One.
Harris and Walls will hold their first TV interview today on CNN. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Things in traffic this morning. Well, so far, things have been looking pretty good out there. Now we're really starting to see some slowdowns, though. We've got traffic really slowing down if you're trying to get onto eastbound Kellogg from north or southbound I-135, and especially northbound I-135 right there, where we've got some road construction things slowing down there as well. Check that out on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 67. Friday, 50% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 82 degrees. So it's going to cool off a little bit between now and tomorrow. Right now, a few clouds, 73 degrees. And we have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day from 10 till midnight. Get half-price pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. So it looks like we pretty real good chance of getting some rain tonight, and we're hoping that it will maybe get some rain enough to Put some water back into the Cheney Reservoir.
Get some in Cheney. That'd be nice.
There, where it's 7 feet below normal. Big tech losses drove the stock market down Wednesday.
Stocks ending lower as investors await NVIDIA's earnings report. The chipmaker's results will be viewed as
Cordell
an indicator
traffic
of the broader strength
showing
of AI-related demand, and any disappointment in NVIDIA's report could hurt mega caps and other semiconductor stocks, which have led this year's artificial intelligence rally. Shares of NVIDIA fell nearly 2%. The price of Bitcoin dropped below $60,000 as excitement about the Fed's interest rate cuts has fizzled out. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Merck, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 159 points, the Nasdaq lower by 199, S&P 500 down 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:48.
And a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A Wichita developer spurs on construction for a residential development in Goddard. Schellenberg Development has begun construction on the fourth phase of Arbor Creek. That's a 148-acre development located at Pawnee and 183rd Street. That's been confirmed by founder and president Marv Schellenberg. The development slated to build 276 single-family housing lots. And that will also include a clubhouse, amenities center, swimming pool, children's playground, gym, and a couple of regulation pickleball courts. Key construction, Motor Construction, Vision Homes, and Chapman Custom Homes are the builders for the project.
Large Real Estate is, Lang Real Estate is building two residential developments within a mile of each other on the western edge of Goddard. Rachel Lang Mills, president and supervisor, supervising broker at the Wichita Real Estate Company, said construction is underway on Cypress Glen, a 52-acre duplex and townhome development near the northwest corner of Maple and 167th Streets. Work has also started in Rachel Brook Estate, and that's a 157-acre development with 89 single-family housing units in four phases planned a mile north of Cypress Glen. Lang Real Estate has been increasingly active in commercial development on the outskirts of Wichita. The real estate company recently announced a $500 million mixed-use development called Champ Town and Park City's new downtown district called Park Center. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted Goddard's just a, wow, they got a lot going on out there.
That's a lot of new housing going in.
Just booming down there. Of course, Mays is booming. Derby's doing great. The suburbs and the smaller cities in the area and Sedgwick County doing really well right now.
And meanwhile, the Wichita School District
is losing kids and money.
Closing and buildings and getting rid of buildings.
Some of us still live in the city. How about that? Volunteers needed for a national cleanup day. I'm going to give you a heads up on this. It's coming up on a little bit later this month, September 21st at Sedgwick County Park. And we got a news release from the county. Be the change you want to see in Sedgwick County. Join us for National Cleanup Day on the 21st at 9 a.m. to noon. Volunteer to help spruce up Sedgwick County Park and contribute to creating cleaner, more enjoyable outdoor spaces for everyone. There's a lot going on out at the park there, and you need to keep it clean. Volunteers are needed to pick up trash and litter, collect small tree limbs and sticks, help paint the small open shelters. An adult must accompany a volunteer under 16 years of age. Again, that's coming up on the 21st of September. Did I say what day of the week?
So come work for
Saturday.
Free.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. But, you know, we're cleaning up the park. That's of course, as when I was a kid, the thing about the park out there was first, the biggest thing was they had the Horseshoe Lake out there, where in the summertime, as kids on the west side, we like to go out at the lake and hang out and meet new friends, if you will. It was a great place to go, but and the shelters out there, we rented one several years ago. I think when my son came back from Europe and had a little family gathering out there on a day in October.
Nice,
it was nice, and you can rent those little shelters out there if you want to. Anyway, park cleanup, that's on Saturday the 21st. All right, we're talking a little bit about the 4-year-old who knocked over the vase that was 3,600 years old. And we found a couple of responses on Facebook to that story. Okay. Cindy says the museum really should not have had it accessible. Have to agree, Cindy.
Well, yeah.
And it had it right out there where I guess anybody could touch it, and the four-year-old got it. But then Gary says parents should have some control over their children. So that they're both right.
I think those are both valid points.
Good points. Well, it's just a tragedy. But, something like that has to be destroyed. Maybe they can put it back together with some Gorilla Glue. My wife's real good at cementing those things back together. Maybe we can get her involved. Okay.
Of course, museums now have become so kid interactive and pushing buttons and touching everything in sight that's kind of what people think museums are nowadays.
Well, exploration place. Everything is hands-on there. And it's most of your kids.
And I don't think if you're four, you know the difference between that and something where you shouldn't be touching stuff.
Now, if you go down to the Wichita-Sedgwick County Museum downtown, there's a lot of stuff you don't want the kids handling. And it's pretty well put up, but it's not hands-on down there. I don't even know if you can use the old manual typewriter down there. But anyway, yeah, you're right. A lot of things are very much hands-on. All right, it's 7:54, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Thursday morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with us. We have the latest on predicted Labor Day travel this morning. Ted will have a look at sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, season opener tonight for the Kansas Jayhawks in college football, so we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news, the blur, as always.
And we do have a famous album anniversary today, so we'll have some music coming your way. Entertainment news in the blur, that'll be at 8:35.
And we'll have traffic and weather, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.